education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
How could I miss the mother of all broadbands? Heart. I mean, they were real musicians. They played in a band, and they were awesome. Actually, they're touring again.
They were broads, all of them.
Oh, no, don't.
Well, most of them.
You know, and if anybody's offended by the fact that we're using it, we're just using it to connect the dots. Don't, you know, let's just settle down if it's going to get all this political correctness. We can't make jokes about this because we're talking about broadband today, which really is about high-speed internet. But we thought, why not have the broadbands reintroduce
it? It's our only ability to tie it in, okay?
Yeah, whatever. Later on in the show, of course, our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week, and our little buddy from the West Side guy. Adam, with some news there.
But before we do that.
Yeah, before we do, we're going to try to get some calls in, right?
Yeah, we got Larry, who's been hanging out for an awful long time, even before the show began. So we thought, you know, let's take Larry.
That's quality you can afford right there. Yeah. Larry, how can we be of assistance?
Good afternoon, guys.
Good day to you.
Great show so far.
Thank you.
Hey, my problem is my computer seems to work just great, but I can't get into a control panel, my computer, the recycle bin. When I click on them, all the icons go out for a few seconds, and then they come back, and nothing happens.
They go off?
Yes, all the icons go off the screen, and it's just the wallpaper. For maybe 5-10 seconds.
Oh, okay. So Windows is trying to like regenerate itself and is busy doing things in the background that you can't see.
Oh, okay.
So when you let me get this straight. You double click on My Computer or single click depending on how you're set up.
Right.
The My Computer box comes up and for a few seconds displays like the disk icons and then goes away?
No, nothing comes up. The icons go out.
Are you using Windows XP?
Yes.
What will happen is if there's some kind of Windows Air Explorer.exe, which manages all those icons on your desktop, will recycle, and that's why they'll go away and then they come back.
Well, sometimes there's, and that doesn't happen every time, but sometimes I get Dr. Watson post-mortem debugger error.
Wow.
Now, I have no idea what I just said.
Post-mortem. That means
what?
Something.
Dr. Watson is a little program that's left over from the old ancient days of Windows back, like Windows NT, the original 3.5.1 and Windows 3.1, which is, irregardless, what's happening here is it's got some kind of major problem that's down at a deep core level, and so it's kind of going back to its old-fashioned roots.
Are you familiar with
to figure out what's going on.
You familiar with a task manager in Windows XP? All right, so you're not. are you anywhere near your computer now?
I am sitting at my computer.
Okay, you know what the taskbar is at the very bottom, right?
And sometimes some of the icons go out when I do it, and not all the tasks
okay.
are there. But right now the computer just got rebooted. So
okay, so
there.
You know where the taskbar is at the bottom, right?
Yes.
Anywhere on the blank part of the taskbar, just right-click on that.
Okay.
One of the options should be the task manager.
Yes, I see it.
Okay. Click on the task manager. This thing will actually show you which programs are actually running, what services are running, and what's taking up your CPU cycles, what percentage of the processing power it's taking.
Okay.
So you might be able to use this to try to narrow down what it is that's causing Windows to have its hands full even though it's not doing anything. You could have spyware, adware, which is, if you're connected to the internet, you have it. Worms, viruses, trojans, there's so many things now that could be running in the background of your computer that you'd have no idea is there. So this might be a way to figure out what's going on. I wrote a column about the task manager quite a while ago with some specific details on how to work with it because it's a little too detailed to discuss on the air here.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to grab another computer that's got good access, or I guess you can kind of suffer through whatever you have to get to our Computer Problems website, computerproblems.com, and just type in task manager in the search engine. It should take you to a lot of information about Task Manager, but one of those things should be my column that I wrote, it's probably been 6 or 8 months ago, that tells you exactly what you can do in that Task Manager to really figure out what's going on, and you can actually kill things right there. You know, like if you suspect that a particular cycle that's running or a particular program that's running or a particular service that's running is causing a problem, you can say end the process, and if things suddenly start working all of a sudden, you know, you got to narrow down. Now you got to figure out what that is, and again, it's kind of detailed.
Okay.
But try that out.
Another thing you might try if you want is, if that's not working for you, try to reboot into something called safe mode.
Oh, yeah.
And you can do that by, when you restart the computer, just start tapping that F8 key before the little Windows splash screen that says, you know, I'm going to start up Windows even comes up.
Right.
Then choose an option in the little menu that will come up called safe mode. and then try all the things that you're trying now. It's going to look kind of ugly, but that's okay. You're going to try to get into your control panel, your My Computer, things like that. If it works in safe mode, then you know that the operating system itself is probably okay. Something is damaged. That's a piece of software loading additional to just the bare core set of Windows.
The bare essentials. And the reason why it's F8 is because that stands for fate, and you get to control your own fate. It's a little inside now, Microsoft engineer.
I have the XP disk. If I reinstall it, will I lose everything I've got online?
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Depends on how you reinstall it. There's options when you're reinstalling to format your drive or to leave everything intact.
Is that a viable idea?
Nope.
Probably not going to fix the problem. If it's a problem with Windows itself, it'll probably fix the problem. So if the safe mode thing, if you have the same problem in safe mode that you do in regular mode, then there's a better chance that it would fix the problem than if in safe mode it works. But in regular mode, not. You can load it, but it's probably not going to do anything for you.
Or it could end up being like washing your car to see if you get better gas mileage.
Okay.
And in the words of Dr. Phil, how's that working for you?
Yeah, this stuff gets so complicated. So, you have to decide at some point, am I complicated enough to work through this, or do I want to wipe this thing out and just start over and back up my data, or, you know, all those other things. But hopefully one of those things will at least give you a path to start down. And you know what? If all else fails and you're just totally frustrated, if you just want to take it into any of the data doctor's location, there's 15 in the city now, we do a free computer checkup. So we can at least try to give you an idea what the heck's going on, so you can try to assess your situation to decide, do I want to spend time or do I want to spend money?
Okay.
You know, because you got to spend one or the other, right?
Right.
All right.
I'm only spending time. You can't get around that.
Yeah. Well, no, if you spend money, then you don't have to spend the time. Somebody else spends their time.
Oh, gotcha.
you're spending your time doing something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, take care, Larry. Good
Thank
luck.
You very much.
All right, take Bye. Care. By the way, right click on that task bar down there and click on the task manager. If you've never done that and you have Windows XP, you'll find a whole new world of stuff you won't understand.
How exciting. Look at what's there. Wow.
Well, that's what a lot of people like, the Norton Internet Security and that stuff, because it has a lot of those graphical stuff on it. They don't realize Windows has that built right into it.
Yeah, and they don't realize all those other programs slow Windows down.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it'll actually show you right there in that task manager.
It can. It will.
This is why the television thing has to happen at some point down the road. We could actually show people and stuff. And
we did that one.
Oh, right? Yeah. That didn't work
yeah,
either, did it?
Remember. Yeah, right. It wasn't as easy as you thought it would be.
No. Well, production-wise, it was. The technology at the particular facilities weren't capable of staying with us.
Right.
Do we have time for Adam?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick timeout. Hmm. When we come back, we got Adam. We got Michael. We got Jaffo, and I hope I'm not screwing that up. And we got a couple of free lines open at 602-277-5827. It's your chance to jump on board.
Just thought of another one.
Yeah?
Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me something good.
We're going to try to get some more broadband rejoiners here on the broadband edition of
The Computer Corner.
It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Chad Pyle in studio back right after this. Delivering.